Those plastic bags you get at the grocery store. Well, you know you're not supposed to put them in the recycling bin because they can create a huge headache for the recycling industry and the environment. But now recyclers are experimenting with technologies to find a second life for plastic bags and other flexible plastic packaging. WHYY's Dana Bate has more.
I'm standing inside a recycling plant near Reading, Pennsylvania, looking down on a mountain of cardboard boxes, plastic bottles, and glass jars. A front loader pushes, lifts, and dumps just some of the 500 to 600 tons of waste the plant processes every day. I'm here to spot stuff that traditionally is not supposed to be here.
Your Go-Gurt packs, your applesauce containers, the inside liner of your cereal box, your Purina dog food bags, chip bags, snack bags, Snickers wrappers.
That's TJ Stinson, recycling coordinator at JP Mascaro & Sons. The stuff he's talking about is called flexible plastic packaging and also includes things like plastic shopping bags and shrink wrap.
I can see the bags and the plastic in there already. Like, it's, there's tons of it already.
Absolutely, and it's already going to be a part of the mixture there. We estimate it to be 1% of our total intake now, and that number will only go up.
1% of 500 means at least 5 tons of plastic packaging that until recently, the company wasn't set up to handle. Plastic bags and other flexible plastics get stuck in sorting equipment and can grind the works to a halt. And they can't be processed with thicker plastics like water bottles. JP Mascaro is trying to change that. They've launched a pilot project to recycle this flexible plastic instead of sending it to the landfill. The new sorting equipment blows the lightweight plastic to separate it from things like paper and thicker plastics, and eventually it's suctioned up through a vacuum onto a conveyor belt. Later, it's packed with similar material into a bale. Right now, all of this stuff has gotten here mistakenly. The company isn't ready for people to start putting these products in their recycling bins. JP Mascaro just wants to test its new sorting equipment to make sure it works, and it's shopping around to see who could turn all of this flexible packaging into something useful.
What we are trying to do is get all of the packaging material that currently goes in the landfill, get it into our building, accumulate it, and find a new market that we can put it back to use, give it a second life.
It's still unclear what that second life will be. The best uses so far include products like corrugated pipes or decking materials like the brand Trex. There's a challenge in imagining next generation products made from these flexible plastics. They contain impurities, so they can't be used for medical products or anything involving food. That brings us back to decking and other building materials, or maybe a fuel like biodiesel. But Grace Swan, an environmental engineer at Drexel University, says some of those options could be very expensive and use more energy than is being saved by recycling this stuff.
It's a good idea, but sometimes a good idea may turn out not to be so ideal at the end because the process is so complicated and so energy demanding.
That hasn't dissuaded environmental management specialist Susan Graff, who is spearheading the research that led to the pilot project back in Reading. She says these hard-to-recycle plastics are a reality of modern life.
It's everywhere. Let's not set up to landfill it. Let's do the science.
The science to turn these plastics into something useful. The researchers and the recycling plant are getting a lot of funding from companies that put these plastics into the world. Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, Target, firms that might be motivated to respond to anti-plastic sentiment and the laws that have followed.
I think it's a model of how you do research and how brands work with the recycling industry to not push something on them, but to solve the problem with them.
JP Mascaro, the recycling company, hopes to test the program in two communities, Birdsboro and Pottstown, this summer.
We assume that there's going to be some hiccups, some snags. We might have to change this a little bit as we find out what works and doesn't work.
Eventually, the company wants to collect from the other 100 municipalities it serves in the Philly suburbs. I'm Dana Bate in Philadelphia.